Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter, December wheat up a penny, but about 4 cents off its highs. November beans up 5 1/4 cents, again about 3 cents off its highs. Currently, we've got the dollar up 26 ticks, crude oil down 47 a barrel. Metals, gold's down $6, silver's down 7 cents. Biggest news is that we sold 650,000 metric tons of soybeans to Mexico. Yesterday's rally seemed out of character. I really couldn't put a finger on why the beans rallied so much and then broke all the way back again. But it certainly appears as though the Mexican buying was the reason. Now, is Mexico taking those beans because they're worried about some kind of failure of a NAFTA agreement? Are they buying the beans to ship out to China? Nobody knows, but it's a nice chunk of business, but certainly not a game changer out here. Funds are still short corn and beans, which could lead to some more short covering before the report on Friday. But again, we expect to see bearish numbers on the stocks numbers for the corn and, excuse me, for the beans and the wheat. Corn may be helped by good domestic usage on the feed side. So I think the next couple of days we're going to see a little bit of short covering in here, perhaps. The funds, again, are heavily short corn and beans and bean oil, about even in the meal and the wheat. But I just don't see anything that compelling out here unless we get some more sales. The weather looks fairly decent. There'll be some delays out here, but nothing monumental. And cooler temps. Part of the strength in the beans last night looks like maybe a touch of frost in western Nebraska. It looks like we're going to get a frost front Friday night in North Dakota and into Minnesota. But I think, you know, the maturity levels of these beans are pretty far ahead, and I don't know how much damage it's going to do. Obviously, the market isn't that concerned about it. We do need to close November beans over 852 to give me an idea that maybe there's more buying out here. December corn needs to close over 370 in order to shake out some more of these bear positions. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.